Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Tito Gonzalez, the CEO of Empresas Caparra. You were mentioning that San Patricio and this area now, the village, is part of the metropolitan area. It's urban. It was a little bit outside in the suburbs before. Now it's really in the center, which creates then problems in traffic and all. And it has been one of our difficulties of making sure we have good access and that the traffic is improved. What, in terms of your role as CEO, what do you see taking place in terms of traffic flow and parking and access, et cetera, to, which is always, you know, in all of cities is one of the great challenges that they have?
Yes, definitely. I mean, this area has become the connection between San Juan and Guaynabo, and about half of our visitors come from the San Juan municipality. You know, the traffic is in the hundreds of thousands in the highways around the area daily. And right now we're working on a very innovative project, and thanks to Miguel Gonzalez, and he's been spearheading the Grupo Intersección Caparra, or, you know, called the GIC, or GEEK in Spanish, G-I-C. And this is an effort that it's the first time it's been done in Puerto Rico. We have obtained funds for they're called Tiger Funds. I forget exactly what the acronym stands for. But they're federal funds that are paired with local funds from at the state level, plus the municipality of Guaynabo is providing part of the funds, and the private sector is raising another portion in order to complete it. It's around a $20 million project. So this is going to, what happened was a few years back, the intersection of Roosevelt Avenue and PR2 was left unfinished. There were several ramps that were not completed, and the access, for example, if you're going out of Fort Buchanan and you want to go to Bayamon, you can't do that directly. You have to go through, everybody has to go through the same stoplight at the beginning of Roosevelt and San Patricio Avenues. That creates a huge gridlock, plus a programming.
And crossing, they're crossing.
Everywhere. The you know, down San Patricio Avenue, those last few stoplights are always a mess. So this intersection, this project, and another example of the improvements in the area are the stoplights down Roosevelt Avenue. There's a $10 million project about to get started that's going to improve all the traffic down Roosevelt Avenue, starting at the San Patricio intersection. So with these two projects, you know, the Grupo Intersección Caparra and the San Patricio Avenue and Roosevelt Avenue stoplight project, you know, definitely traffic is gonna get a lot easier.
The other thing that we're finally able to achieve was where Denny's is and approaching Martinez Nadal,
right.
There's now three lanes, right?
And yes,
one to turn to the right, which helps. Of course, we have to sort of put some lines there so that people know.
We're working on that. I'm painting the lines.
So have San Patricio, we have the intersection of San Patricio with Kennedy Avenue and the overpass and all, and then we have the area towards Martinez Nadal,
right,
with Denny's. Those are the three main access and exit points for San Patricio Village, and working, and funds have been allocated, and the plans,
yes,
are already in place. When do we think the intersection will be completed and commence and completed?
That project is slated to begin before the end of the year, this year, and the project schedule calls for about 14-15 months of construction. So early 2014, it should be completed. It's going to be done in 4 or 5 stages. So,
okay.
So it'll be improving as we go along.
Okay, and then in the San Patricio, I know that I live in this area.
Uh-huh.
I know the San Patricio Avenue has improved immensely over the last six. I can't pinpoint what exactly,
mm-hmm,
but it has improved immensely. When is that project for the transit lights going to be taking place and finished?
That should be before the other project, because they already it went out for bids. So it's a matter of contracting or selecting the contractor and awarding the bid. And I don't know how long it's going to take, but it's going to be a short period. So I would assume It should get underway in this year, and be finished by perhaps mid or later 2013.
Okay.
So you know, this is something everybody says, yeah, it's been in the works for years and years, but I really see the end of the
light at the end of the tunnel.
It's there, and you know, there are other things coming along that complement the access, like the their new Guaynabo trolleys, and they go to the Martinez Nadal Tren Urbano station. So, you know, getting to San Patricio is very accessible for somebody who's down the Tren Urbano alley, and that's another plus, especially for the Christmas season. You don't have to use your car. So there are other ways to access San Patricio.
And the lane markings and all, when do you think that's going to take place?
You know, we're working on getting the help of the municipality of Guaynabo, but you know, we do our share also, so that's something we hopefully will get that done before the Christmas season, because it really helps organize traffic and you know, this is a short-term solution to improving the village. We also have plans for you, curbside parking, plazas along the village. So there are a lot of things, you know, better sidewalks. So there's some other things that are farther down the road, maybe two or three years down. But immediately, yes, we need to get those lines painted and traffic more organized. You know how we drive in Puerto Rico.
but Tito, and that's one of the things, you knew what you were getting into, in a sense. It's a family business, and it's a family business that has decided now, you're the third CEO outside person, from non-family person, that comes in and runs the operation as a CEO. What has been your impression of how the operations are managed, the interplay between you as an outside CEO and the family? How does it work in Empresas Caparra, and what has been your frank impression of how things are going?
Well,
or how things are done, you know?
Yeah, well, for me, it's, I you know, when I considered, was considering this opportunity, I thought about the family part. You know, it's a large family. I worked with families and for families before, but usually, you know, fewer partners and in another capacity, really, not a CEO. So that was, for me, that was something that you know, I felt comfortable from the beginning. I think there has to be a good chemistry.
We're talking for the listeners, we're talking of five families that are involved in one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And then when you get to the generation beyond mine, we're probably talking how many, about 35, 38 members of the, those are the individuals that are members of the mm-hmm. Empresas Caparra. And then, of course, when we have you have all the spouses, you have the
right.
children, the grandchildren, so it can be over 100 persons, but you're basically talking about some 35, 38 members that you have to report to in terms of ownership of Empresas Caparra, which is a challenge.
Yeah, it is. But I felt real comfortable from the, you know, the beginning, from the interviews. I had two pretty long interviews for this position, and for me, it was something that I felt comfortable. I felt challenged. It's not the same as working, you know, for yourself. You have other people to report to. We have a board that's fairly formal in its proceedings. But I was used to that also. I was president of the Home Builders Association 5 or 6 years ago for 2 years, and that was a large board. That was a 25 board member. We had 25 board members. And really, it makes you think decisions through and make sure you cover all the points, because you know you're going to have, you know, if you have your own point of view, you know you have to defend all angles of that point
right.
of view and be eloquent and convinced and do your homework.
Yeah,
so,
let's take a pause, because I want to go in a little bit. I think the listeners, in terms of how a family operation, there's so many ways that they can be run, and I thought they'd enjoy or be interested in listening to how Empresas Caparra are run, especially from somebody coming new and their first impression on that. So we'll be right back after this pause. I'm with Tito Gonzalez, the CEO of Empresas Caparra.